General Shinseki, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to join you.
And in addition to my questions, I want to put to you what some of the veterans have told our reporters for their stories this week in this series. For example, we'll begin with Brian Hawthorne, a veteran who's been waiting for 2 years for your agency to process his claim for PTSD. He told our reporter this.
They kind of all stem back to the same thing, which is this wait. So whether it's GI Bill or a medical disability claim, you have this impression that the VA will get to it. And that is unfortunate because, and I say this all the time, we have to realize that, well, if the VA is not your friend, who is?
How do you fix a culture of the Department of Veterans Affairs so that veterans like Brian Hawthorne just assume that the Department of Veterans Affairs is their friend?
Yeah. Well, I would, you know, explain to Brian that it's more than just about friendship. This is an obligation that the nation owes those who have served. And by my responsibilities, I am the one charged with ensuring that those obligations are met. And we look at this as a relationship with clients, not just customers. Customers have an opportunity to shop around and decide which choices they want to, you know, exercise. The relationship with a client is different. Clients have already invested in this relationship. Our obligation now is to fulfill that that obligation. And so to Brian's concerns about how long it takes to process some of these things, my concerns as well. It's what we've been after for the past year. Some of this has built up over time, but we intend to do something about it.